This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
There's a book I was talking about now called Who Moved My Cheese. There's a line in the book where before they start telling the story about the mice, you've got these guys sitting together. They're meeting up after years of being apart. They were all in school together. And there's a group of them, and they're busy talking about how one guy almost lost his family business because they weren't prepared to change with the times. And this guy's name, in the book, his name is Carlos. And Carlos says, I guess we resist change because we're afraid of change. And they say, well, Carlos, you were captain of the football team. I never thought I'd ever hear you say that you were afraid. And then they all laughed because they realized that although they'd all gone in different directions in their lives, they were experiencing similar feelings. Everyone was trying to cope with the unexpected changes that were happening to all of them in recent years. And most of them admitted that they did not know a good way to handle change. Joining me this morning, all the way from Amsterdam, Professor Dion Foster. Prof is a theologian and the University Research Chair at the Vrije Universiteit in Amsterdam. Morning, Dion. Hope all is well.
Brett. Wonderful, wonderful. And I remember reading that book,
yeah.
Who Moved My Cheese, but listening to you speak about it this morning, I thought, did Brad choose that because I'm in Amsterdam?
I never thought of that. Good one. No, because that book had such a profound effect on me. It made me realize which of those characters I was, and I am not a fan of change. I don't deal with it very well. My wife, absolutely the opposite. The more it can change and be dynamic, the more excited she becomes. So I guess it takes all sorts. But for somebody like you, Dion, that really understands neuroscience as much as you do things of the word, I'd love to hear what you have to say about this. We want change, some of us, but then when it happens, we don't know how to deal with it.
Absolutely. So, Brad, just for those of our listeners who don't know, so my first PhD was in cognitive neuroscience. So, you know, looking at the brain and how it worked. And, you know, one of the things that we realize when we study the human brain is that it deals with this sort of tension, this paradox. So we want novelty. We get bored. We find it, you know, difficult to live with absolute sameness. We're looking for something that's novel, that sparks our curiosity. And in some senses, that's why these social media apps, you know, scrolling reels on Instagram or TikTok works, because it gives us that little dopamine hit, something new every few seconds. But the change that we are talking about here is, of course, the other extreme. And that's these large changes, when something changes significantly in our body. Mm. You know, I'm sort of at the age now where, you know, a lot of the women around me are going through perimenopause, and they're saying, you know, it's so unsettling, you know, things I used to be able to remember, things I used to be able to do are changing. And within their bodies, there's this sort of big change. But of course, there are all sorts of other changes. You know, here in the Netherlands, I'm often encountering people who've moved from elsewhere and saying, wow, you know, the world is so different. Mm. There's so many changes. It's a very difficult thing for me. And of course, the reason for that is because we begin to get a little bit anxious when we can't quite predict things, because after all, the brain is a sort of mechanism. It's there to identify patterns, and through those patterns to create a sense of safety. Now, I was thinking a lot about this for myself. I'm also the kind of person like you are, Brad. I like a bit of novelty, mm-hmm. but I don't want big change. And of course, all of our lives do change. The one thing that is a great gift, a great promise, however, is that while the world around us may change, the God who we love never changes. Hebrews 13 verse 8 gives us this wonderful promise. It says, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Now, the first thing I think we need to recognize as Christians is that change is part of the way in which God has created, designed the universe. Ecclesiastes 3 verse 1 says, for everything there is a season and a time for every purpose under heaven. So change isn't a mistake. It's something that is built into creation. We can see day follows night. Seeds die before they bear fruit. Children grow up, they age, their bodies change, and the same goes with God. The story is dynamic. And I think part of what we can do as Christians is to become a lot more discerning, looking into ourselves, looking in the world around us to see where God is at work through this change. So I think there might be some of our listeners today listening who are saying, oh my goodness, if you know, if the world could just slow down a little bit, I feel like I'm going to get bucked off. I want to give you just a few little pointers for how you can deal with change. The first one is to say, remember who holds you. And I think that's a very important thing. Keep returning to that anchor. You know, if you can spend a few minutes every day just recalling God's constancy and God's faithfulness, if in a situation of great change and uneasiness, you can simply repeat to yourself that promise of Hebrews 13, verse 8, and ground your soul every day in that promise. So, you know, today, for example, I have to travel to places I haven't been, meet people I've never met before, do things like new. And you get a bit anxious about that, but I sit at the beginning of the day and say, Lord, for me, you go there with me. I anchor myself in your unchanging love. Second thing that I found very helpful is practice the small faithfulness. So when everything feels uncertain, do the little thing that you know. You know, send the message, take the walk, say the prayer, recite the scripture. These tiny little things anchor us again in what remains the same. Third thing I'd say is stay connected. You know, change does have an ability to isolate us, and particularly for parents and children, for married couples. It's important that when we go through changes that we talk openly and honestly with one another about these things. And, you know, in our communities, I think that matters as well. Of course, you know, Paul instructs us as Christians, Galatians 6 verse 2, he says, bear one another's burdens so that in doing so you can fulfill the law of Christ. Number four, final one, is keep a hopeful imagination. This is the wonderful gift. I often think when the changes come, I say, the good news is God is not finished with me yet. You know, he's got me in his hand, he's got me in his eye, and what's busy happening in me, around me, through me, is God's way of making me better. So those four things again, Brad, remember who holds you, practice the small faithfulness, stay connected, and keep a hopeful imagination. And for those who are struggling with change today, may the Lord bless you with his love and constancy.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.